All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And I'd like to thank Lisa Pantone for coming in.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, Sam Phillips is with us. And since we had to put off the news, we're going to do the news now with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Hey, Sam, I'm going to be 30 on May 1st. Can I do cougar dating?
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Gina, man, showing them improv skills. That's very funny. All right, Gina Grad, what's in the news, baby?
Well, first of all, George W. Bush's presidency is finally nearing its end. Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes. What are we going to do?
Well, we're going to do some new things. And this week, the president took a minute to reflect on his time in the White House. You okay?
Yeah, I'm cool.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Sam, you're...
Yeah,
okay.
I just had a little gas. All right. Forgive me.
And here is some audio.
Jesus, Sammy. So rude.
Here's some audio of a powerful and poignant speech President Bush delivered about how he has defined success during his time as leader of the free world. Leader of the free world, if you didn't
catch
that.
Sorry, you guys.
Here we go.
So long as I'm the president, my measure of success is victory and success.
When did we
have
victory?
So long as I'm the president, my measure of success is victory and success.
All right, well, there you go. We need a victory over there. We need a big road win over there in Iraq. All right, anything else in the news there, Gina?
Yes, well, in more political news, basketball superstar Shaquille O'Neal gave a recent postgame interview where he was asked to answer certain questions about the upcoming presidential election.
Uh-oh.
And we have some audio of Shaq answering the hard-hitting questions about his political affiliation.
All right, Shaquille O'Neal, wonder who he's voting for.
You know, whoever the winner is, you know, hopefully they do a great job in running the country.
Which
you know,
one you going to vote
sure
for?
It's a tough job in running the country. I'm going to vote for the winner.
I'm going to vote for the winner. All right. When? In like December or January?
Once you know who's won.
Yeah, once there's a winner, you'll go back and vote for that person.
I vote for him.
I think I know what he means, but yeah. It's odd.
Yeah.
I think he means whoever wins between
the primary thing.
Clinton yeah. and Obama.
Yeah.
He's gonna
now,
vote.
How do you feel about that, Timmy?
How do I feel about those two?
Yeah. Did you see the Democratic debate?
I saw a little of it.
Yes, yes,
yeah,
yes. Remember? They really made a big deal that Hillary conceded that he could win, but then he conceded that she could win, but she'd be better, she said.
All right, let me tell you what's going on here, because a lot of people don't have the insight that I do when it comes to politics.
Yes, I love your insight.
And we're just going to talk about the Democrats now, not the Republican, until the Democrats have this thing squared away.
Right.
I think Hillary Clinton knows that she has lost the Democratic nomination.
You think so?
Yes. I think she knows she's lost, because she's a very smart woman. And I think what she's trying to do is to decrease Obama's chance of winning by prolonging this thing and attacking him. That way, she could run for president of the United States in 4 years
right.
When McCain's up for re-election. Because I think McCain will beat either one of them.
You really think so?
I think so.
Do you really think so?
I really do.
Do you really think that we need someone like him running our country?
Well, I mean, what do you mean? Somebody like him? What is his stance on abortion or the
what
economy?
What does he feel about like medicinal marijuana laws? What does he feel about?
Yeah, but that's not
abortions.
A big issue for the United States.
It's a big issue for me. This is you want my vote? These
right.
people want my vote. These are the issues that mean something to Sam Phillips.
I know it's not a big issue in America.
How about abortion? Where does he stand on that? Fine.
Probably anti-abortion.
Well, hello. Yeah. I don't like him.
Yeah, well, I'm anti-abortion, too.
Well, what happens?
I hate to say that, but
okay, you know what? God forbid something ever happened to your beautiful little baby girl and she got raped. You would never want her to keep that child. You would want that abortion. I'm just saying.
Use a different example in the future.
No, but that's bringing it close.
Say that to a father.
No, but that's bringing it close to your heart. You would never want that to happen.
Sammy.
So in that case, wouldn't you reassess your stance on abortion? I'm just saying.
Sammy.
What? I know it's harsh.
I don't know where you've not learned in 42 years not to do that.
Okay, your mother, your wife, something happens to somebody that's close to you. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I think we can talk about abortion without, you know, bringing my daughter into it.
I didn't mean to literally bring your daughter into it. I was just trying to bring it to something that was close to your heart.
But this is my stance on abortion, all right? Since it's Friday, it's Light Friday, might as well talk about it. In the first trimester, I don't care what you do. You can have an abortion. You can get pregnant every night and have an abortion every night.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me.
So as long as it's before 4 months.
I'm talking about the third trimester, the second trimester.
Well, I don't think they do it in the third trimester.
There are some states where you can get a third trimester abortion.
Well, that must be if something is really going to kill the mother and they need to remove the child.
Well, no.
I think.
They're even like, there are women out there who, like, decide after 5 or 6 months not to have the child.
I just don't feel like being pregnant.
Yeah, I don't want to be pregnant anymore.
I think there's laws against that, though.
Is they go in and they take the baby out. They suck the baby out. Right?
I know how it works.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And, yeah. They kill the baby and then suck it.
Yeah, I've had it happen.
Anyway, I don't know if McCain is going to beat Obama, but I don't know if he's going to beat Clinton.
Obama or Clinton, which one would you pick? If you could pick one.
If I decide on who is going to run against McCain
I'd
vote for.
Who would you pick to run against McCain?
Probably Clinton.
Because that's what I want.
Because I think Clinton's easier to beat.
Oh.
I don't think Obama is easy to beat.
They were talking about that on CNN today. They were saying, remember, your enemy's enemy is your friend.
Wow, that's profound.
I think that...
Hillary.
This is real quick. I think Hillary is purposely trying to sabotage Barack. Because I think Barack Obama is going to run for president. And if he wins for president, she can't run for 8 more years.
Yep.
Because he's going to be the incumbent.
Yep.
And he's going to run again in 4 years. And she's going to be how old? How old is she now? 64? So she'll be 72 when she runs again.
Perfect age.
Yeah, I don't know. All right. Anything else in the news there, Gina?
Oh, yes. Well, finally, in entertainment news, actor and national treasure Tim Conway Sr. guest starred on the primetime comedy 30 Rock last night. He portrayed the role of Bucky Bright, a TV star from the 40s and 50s who turned out to be much more depraved than he originally appeared. Conway's performance has been received with rave reviews, and we have some audio of this performance from 30 Rock. In this first bit of audio, the befuddled ex-movie star is confused by the appearance of a popular nighttime talk show host.
All right, here we go. My dad last night on 30 Rock, one of the funniest episodes I've seen in a long time of anything on TV, and that's not just because it's my dad. It was hysterical. All right, here we go.
Oh, sir.
And by the way, he's playing an old-time actor who comes back to 30 Rock and remembers what it's like in the old days. And he's showing a kid around, and the kid is like, he's amazed that he's walking around with this legend, but then the legend told him what it really was like in the old days, and the kid was a little turned off by the end.
You're back.
Well, I never left, I just wandered around the building all night. I didn't run into another single living soul, except one gigantic lesbian. Who is Conan O'Brien, and why is she so sad?
Are you kidding me? That's funny.
Who's Conan O'Brien? And why is she so sad?
He just called Conan O'Brien a lesbian. A big lesbian.
A big, tall lesbian.
Wow.
That's pretty
funny.
It's really nice to see that, my dad occasionally accepts jokes that I give him and uses them on the air. That's fantastic.
Well, we have one more for you.
All right, here we go.
This is another doozy. In this next bit of audio, Tim's character, Bucky Bright, talks about why he yearns for the good old days of television.
All right, here we go. My dad playing an old-time actor on 30 Rock.
There I am.
Oh, is that really you?
Yeah, me and the boys. Yeah. Boy, men were men back then, I'll tell you. You wanted to do something private with another man, it wasn't gay, It was just two men celebrating each other's strength.
Wow.
Amen.
That's pretty cool. All right, my dad playing an old gay guy on TV.
Now, is he going to come back? Is this going to be a recurring role for him, you think?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Everybody should write 30 Rock and request it.
There you go. All right. Well, get out your pens and papers.
And Tim, just to let you know, when I Googled this on the news, a bunch of blogs came up of huge fans of
your
father.
Is that right? Wow.
And I'll quote just one if I may.
Sure.
Forgive my Tim Conway obsession. I can't help it. The man is so damn cute and so damn funny. And thank you, Lord, he'll be on 30 Rock this week. Tim Conway is about to make a major comeback. You can quote me on that.
Wow. Fantastic. All right. What a segment this has been from my my dad making a comeback in show business. To,
I never knew he went away.
Sam Phillips talking about my kid being raped.
Come on. I did not say it like that.
What a wide range. Something for everybody tonight. All right. Anything else in the news there, Gina Grad?
That's what's happening.
All right. Gina Grad in the news, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
I could be a cougar.
Give us 8.5 minutes and we'll give you, well, 8.5 minutes.
All right. All right, folks. So we're going to take a small break. When we come back, open phones for one quick segment. And then Scott Sandlin, who's a hypnotist, is coming in to hypnotize Sam Phillips.
I don't know. I'm batting 3 for 3 tonight.
You're having a bad day tonight.
Do you really think we should do this?
I don't know. You really had a bad day today, didn't you?
I'm scared. How many other times can I put my foot in my mouth?
The third time today.
I told you earlier.
I know.
I was going to do it.
I know.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you bad about your kid.
If it came from anybody else, I would you know, jump across the table and pound him.
But I
know that you love my daughter.
No, I love your daughter, but that's...
Like you love your cat.
Yeah. Right. You love Amen. Your daughter more than I love my cat.
Thank you. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live with Sam Phillips on 97.1 Free FM.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
Doesn't matter.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us.
Slammin' Sammy.
And anything you'd like to say, we're going to do about 15 minutes of open phones, everybody. Open up those lines. If you want to talk about something on the air, maybe we haven't talked about it this week. Maybe we should have talked about it. Maybe there's something we didn't talk enough about. Whatever it is. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And then don't forget, at the top of the hour, 10 o'clock, Sam Phillips is going to be hypnotized.
I'm really scared.
By Scott Sandlin. And we'll ask her a bunch of questions on the air.
Like what? Give me an example. Prepare me.
Well, we might ask you to name some celebrities you've been with.
Oh, okay.
And you've done that before.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
We might ask you about your first experience with another woman.
Can I remember? Oh, my God. Well, I was young.
How old were you?
I think I was playing doctor.
Oh, well, not that.
Okay, I mean, well, you know.
In your adulthood.
Oh.
Not when you're 4.
Well, I mean, you're hypnotizing me. How far back are you taking me?
Well, let's not take you back to, you know.
Doctor with Lucy next door.
A crazy age.
Okay.
But we may ask you...
What if I swear? Because you know I have an automatic filter when I'm on the radio. I'm really good. Things come through my head and then they don't come out my mouth. But if I'm hypnotized, I'm not going to have that automatic filter.
Well, that's what the dump button's for. We'll filter for you. I get in trouble because I don't want to get in trouble by my boss. You're not going to get in trouble. We'll filter anything you say.
Because I might just throw the F-bombs like crazy.
That's fine.
Okay.
We're prepared for that.
Okay.
All right. All right. Anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to, how you pronounce that name? Rizuch? Is that possible? Is it Rizuch?
It's Rizuch.
Rizuch in Hollywood. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Timmy, it's Rizuch. Right on. How you doing,
Hey,
brother?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Listen, I don't know if you remember me. About 8 years ago, I used to come on a show with you and Dougie. I would do Joe Pesci impersonations, Tom Likas, etc.
I think I do remember that. Do your Pesci for us.
Which one you want? I won't do Joe Pesci because, you know, when I do it, I curse a lot, so I won't do that. But I will do Tom Likas for you if you like.
All right, how about a little Tommy?
Puff balls. You know, Timmy, I'm so glad that you got rid of that loser, Brian, because every time he was on, he used to make fun of me, and I don't like that.
All right, now,
I don't like losers.
Now, why don't you do Tommy?
Timmy, you're so gut. dang funny. I don't even know what to do.
All right, Rizuch. All right, dude, you're a major.
And I take umbrance against the Brian Whitman comments because he's a great guy.
I love Brian Whitman. I thought he was absolutely phenomenal. I'm glad you have Sammy on. I'm glad she's going to get hypnotized tonight. Sammy, the one thing I could tell you about being hypnotized, which I have been before one time, is just to remain absolutely relaxed and nothing bad will happen to you.
Kind of like when I smoke a joint, right?
All right, Rizuch, you're a big stud. All right, let's talk to Ben in Hawthorne. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, can you hypnotize Sam to bathe a little more?
Hey, Ben.
Well,
I resemble that remark, buddy.
I thought you were hot. I've been watching you since Hot Springs Hotel, and you ruined my fantasy with this two times a week crap.
Well, sweetie, okay, now let me clarify.
What?
I do the horse bath routine. You know, there's
That's
certain
gross.
No, it's not, Ben.
What if you are over 40. You should know.
What?
You should walk around town in a shower.
What's wrong with you?
What do you mean, what's wrong with me, Ben?
You should
How
have a bathtub
you?
On wheels.
Sam, forget a horse bath. Dip your butt. Dip it.
Hey, listen.
All right, now, Sammy, why don't you shower more than twice a week? What's going on with you?
I have a phobia with water. I don't like it, dude. I don't like to drink it. I don't
like
it on me.
The feel of it on you?
I hate it.
Is that right?
Yes. I almost drowned when I was a child a couple of times, and I just have issues. I have fears.
How do you take a horse bath? What is that?
Oh, wow. You either use a washcloth or one of those baby wipes, and you kind of hit the certain areas. The pits.
Right.
The vagina. The feet.
And something that sounds like pits.
Yes.
And how often do you do that?
Every day.
Every day?
Oh, every day. Yeah.
Oh, so you're clean.
Oh, that's my point. Plus,
how often do you shampoo that hair?
Twice a week.
Twice a week.
I don't.
Just between you and Carrie Kasem, man, you wouldn't have to have a bathroom in your apartment.
Okay, now listen. I don't ever.
You have to have a shower.
I don't ever work out, so I therefore don't sweat.
Right.
Therefore, I do not smell. See my philosophy?
All right, Sammy.
See why I don't bathe? Why bathe?
Sammy, you can't put that out over the air because it's a big turnoff to dudes.
You know what? A guy's going to like me for me. I'm helping to save water. We have a water crisis here.
But
in
you
Los
shower
Angeles.
After every time you have sex?
Clearly. That's disgusting.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Hello.
I don't want to ferment.
Yeah.
Hello.
All right, Travis, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad.
Oh, I like the vagina comment.
Oh, all right.
I just wanted to know what your opinion on the legalization of marijuana in California was.
My opinion is it should be legalized tonight.
Well, how do you think that they would go about legalizing it? Do you think they would tax it like cigarettes and just sell?
They already do, buddy.
I imagine that's not a bad way to go. But you know what? I don't have a big problem with. I think weed should be more legal than booze.
I do
All
too.
Right.
Amen, yeah. Brother. Oh my God, I love you.
No, but that's true. I mean,
we agree on something. That's awesome.
When you see a, you know, I saw a fight at a bar the other night, and you know, the guys started kicking ass on each other, and the drunks jumped in. And if that was in a pot bar, like in a hash bar, you'd never see a fight.
There would be people passed out and sleeping everywhere. That's the most that happens when you smoke too much pot.
Yeah, I never see guys and girls on weed going after each other ever.
It's not as nonviolent. You get way more violent when you get drunk.
Well, it's not as violent. Yeah. All right, buddy. That's I think it should be legalized. Unfortunately, I don't have anything to do with it.
I have cop buddies and they all tell me the same thing. They've never busted somebody who was simply just stoned on pot who did something illegal.
Travis, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, Sam, I want to let you know that the not bathing thing was the grossest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, well, buddy. Clearly we'll never bang. That's okay.
Sam.
How often do you bathe?
Every day.
Ew.
Sammy.
Clearly we don't get along.
All right, Travis, keep bathing and showering.
That is the grossest thing I've ever heard. I'm not gross.
Bill,
I'm conserving water, damn it.
Bill in Fountain Valley, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, how you guys doing?
Not bad, dude.
All right. Sam.
What, Bill, what?
I don't get it.
I don't smell?
More.
I'm clean? What?
Hold on, Bill. What days do you bathe?
I don't have, like, a schedule.
You don't have, like, Wednesday and Sunday or Wednesday and Saturday?
Well, I bathe every time I come in to see you, so Fridays.
Right. All right. We should have you on the show more often.
Thank you.
We should have you on 7 days a week.
I would be clean.
But, Sammy?
Yeah, Timmy. Let me ask what's the longest you've ever gone without a shower? Stop busting my balls.
I swear to God, I'm like 48 hours.
Bull. You've never gone camping and not bathed for like 4 days?
I've been camping once in my life. Went for one day, I got sick, and went up in the hospital. By the way, that noise was Sam laughing, not me farting. But Sammy,
Whatty.
If you don't shower more than twice a week, then I wouldn't put that out there because guys don't like that,
That's
dude.
That's okay. Well, you know what? Maybe I need a little help.
Well, maybe, no, I'd get in that shower, just say you shower every day.
No, I like, to be honest, hey, once you hypnotize me, Lord knows what's going to come out of my mouth.
Yeah, maybe, maybe after we hypnotize you, it's once a week you shower. All right, Scott Sandlin is with us. He's going to join us in the next hour. He is the world's greatest hypnotist, or a hypnotherapist, I should say.
I'm very excited.
And he's going to hypnotize Sam Phillips, and we're going to pepper with some questions.
Oh, my God. Will he hypnotize me not to smoke pot anymore? Not that I would ever want that.
Possible.
Because you can do it with cigarettes, you know. I had it happen with cigarettes.
That's true. Mm-hmm. All right. When we come back, Sam's going to be hypnotized, and we'll do that right now. It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
It's awesome.